You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Because you're harnessed into like the wires they have in the side of the mountain. And then you get on your platform and you climb down into the glass pod and you sleep in there.
Was that fun?
It was. It was scary that night. It was windy and it was raining.
Today on the Lightweights podcast, we have Lexi Hensler.
Did you train for yours?
No.
I didn't train for mine either.
Yeah.
She's an incredible content creator, and she has her own business of stuffed animals that you put in the microwave, and it's the same compounds of a weighted blanket, so it feels warm, and then you could also put it in the freezer so it's cold, and it's good for all different types of ailments, if you could say.
I feel like I'm a shark on the tank.
Oh, tell me.
Well, what are your margins on something?
The margins are good. The margins are good.
We talk about her incredible videos like going to Hawaii, hugging cows, and staying at the infamous underwater hotel. So if you haven't yet, please hit the subscribe button. I'm trying to hit 30,000 subscribers. Hit the like button and let me know who else you want to see on the podcast. So please enjoy Lexi Hensler.
Well, now I'm nervous because you keep asking me if I'm ready.
This is a really hard-hitting question right out of the gate.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm already sweating. I'm really glad I wore deodorant today.
Spill the tea.
Okay.
Is cow cuddling amazing?
Oh my gosh. It's actually like life-changing for me.
Why?
It is probably one of the most therapeutic things you could ever do because they just like nuzzle into you and they're so strong and majestic and beautiful and they don't even smell as bad as I thought they would.
Did you think they were going to smell like farm animals?
Well, yeah. I thought they would smell like straight up manure because everyone always complains about that.
Yeah.
But they didn't smell bad at all. I don't know if they were recently bathed, but they were so cuddly and so adorable. And it's also just one of those moments where you can't be on your phone and you're just disconnected and you're just kind of one with, I sound so cheesy right now, but you're one with the animals and the earth. And it just feels really magical.
Where was it?
It was in Hawaii, so the Big Island.
Oh, I want to go there in May.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
You need to go.
Oh my God.
I'll send you the info.
Yeah, that was the coolest video I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's saying a lot from you, too. I mean, you've been around the block.
And then you also did something else that I thought was so sick.
Really?
The underwater hotel.
Yes.
What was that?
That was insane. I mean, I never knew there was an underwater hotel, and that's why I wanted to do videos like that, is to show people these crazy things that we didn't even realize existed. But, I mean, you go in, you're completely just submerged underwater, just hoping the glass doesn't break, which, spoiler alert, it didn't. I'm still here.
Oh, I thought you were about to say it did.
Spoiler alert, no, it didn't. But it's just unreal watching all the fish. And I mean, I guess, you know, for someone who maybe doesn't snorkel either, it's kind of a cool way to get to experience it. Because I'm no pro snorkeler or anything like that. But it was so cool, especially sleeping down there. And then at night, you can kind of play with the lights and the fish get really excited by the different colored lights. So that was probably, I mean, one of the craziest experiences of my life. Like right when I got there, I sat down and I cried for 2 hours and not a single word came out of my mouth because I was in such shock. And just like feeling like a wave of emotion.
Where was it and how much was it?
It's in the Maldives and it's about $15,000 a night.
Oh!
So we did one night and then the other nights we stayed in a different room there.
Were you able to go to sleep there or did you think the glass was going to break?
I don't know why. I just have an irrational trust of everything. So I wasn't scared at all. My friends that came with me, they slept upstairs because they have upstairs rooms as well that aren't underwater. And they were a little freaked out by it, but I slept like a baby. And then I woke up and I opened my eyes first thing in the morning and you're asleep. So you kind of forget where you are and you open your eyes and you're like, whoa, fish.
Were there sharks there too?
Yeah, there were some sharks. Sharks are some of my favorite animals. They were like little baby sharks. And then they also have an underwater restaurant. So if you don't want to do the whole hotel part of it or you don't want to pay 15 grand, you can do the underwater restaurant. And sharks kept swimming by as I was eating. And, you know, they're looking at me, wanting to eat me. And I'm looking at the food, eating the food. I'm just kidding. Sharks don't really eat people. But yeah, it was cool.
And that was only $300 a meal.
Yes.
Got it.
That was a little more affordable.
The hotel seems insane, though, because I feel like it's just there's so much things that can go wrong.
Probably.
It's... You've also done overnight in a freezer hotel and an ice room.
Yeah, I've done ice hotel, glass igloos.
Do you think that the traveling is just something that you've always been in love with?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, growing up, you know, the furthest place we ever traveled to was 2 hours away to go to Palm Springs, which we were going from one desert to another desert. So I made it a goal of mine that as soon as I had saved up enough tip money from my job, I went on my first trip overseas. Well, not overseas, but over some of the ocean to Hawaii. And I just started traveling so much. And it's definitely one of the things I'm most passionate about.
What was your job that you were doing?
I was working in a restaurant. So hosting, bussing tables, all that good stuff.
What restaurant?
It was called, I worked at a couple in San Diego, but Ventana Wine and Dine. It's like a very fancy restaurant. And then I 180'd to this awesome pub that I don't think is still in business, but it was called Urge Gastro Pub.
Okay.
It was way more, I had like a bowling alley. And so I, like one day I'd be fixing the bowling alley because it broke all the time. And then I was serving food.
What was your best tip night?
Like $120. But I was training to be a server. And then I had finally convinced them to start my server training. And the week before my server training, I was like, F it. And I moved onto someone's couch in like Orange County and I started trying to make all this work.
All of the internet stuff.
Yeah.
You have a cool story of how you got into it.
Really?
I think so.
What is it?
Didn't Brent message you?
Yeah. Brent DM'd me. And it's funny because like a DM popped up. I was literally driving back from my fraternity formal in college.
Fraternity? Sorority?
I went as a frat guy's date, but I wasn't in a sorority.
Got it.
So it was like a fraternity formal. But anywho, he DM'd me and I immediately was like, oh, there's no way he's hitting on me. Like it seemed like, even though he just said hi, I just didn't take it as that. I kind of took it as like a business thing. And I was like, hi, like, how are you? And they had been looking for a girl to join the group because at the time it was just guys.
And what was the group called?
AMP. So AMP World, AMP Studios. But yeah, and that was kind of, I had been dabbling in content, doing YouTube and a lot of Instagram posts. This is before TikTok. And so he reached out and I guess he liked me for some reason. And I came out and then I learned a lot being in there for like, I think it was 4 years.
And at the time you were doing modeling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you weren't really making content around your life.
I was doing YouTube videos because I was really passionate about it. But I mean, no, they were so different. It was like me doing clothing hauls and skincare stuff. And then on Instagram, it was purely just modeling photos because that's what was paying the bills.
Right. So you took the leap. When did it start building traction?
I mean, probably right away. I mean, when someone like Brent Rivera posts you, it's pretty instant that you see. I mean, I remember he would tag me in something and the numbers, I would just refresh every second. It was like 10K, 20K, 30K, 40K. And it was one of the most unreal things I've ever experienced. Also because nowadays that virality doesn't always happen, just the way the platforms are built. So I feel like that was a really optimal time for growth as well. So I kind of lucked out in multiple senses.
That was on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram. And then TikTok, I think, came out like 2 years after I had joined AMP. So.
Okay, because I find that so fascinating, the whole friend group film, yeah. Obviously, because I come from that too. When you first get there, what did you feel like your responsibilities were?
It transformed so much because, I mean, when he first brought me out, it was kind of when AMP was so new and he wasn't, I don't think he was quite sure what he wanted to do with it yet. And so I came out, I was like couch surfing and just trying to figure it out. And we'd only collab like once a week or a couple times a month. And we just kind of film a fun comedy sketch video. And so my responsibility only was to kind of just show up and have energy. And then on my own time, try to help grow my own personal brand. And it was very laid back and it was very chill. And then it slowly kind of amped up more. And he amped up. You see where it comes from. And he added more people and it became more of an actual, like, legit thing where, you know, we had this group and we had TikTok Mondays where we all filmed and stuff. So it was cool because I got to see it transform since I was one of the first.
So did you quit your job thinking you were going to make more money? Because you weren't making anything.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't making enough money to live at the restaurant because I wasn't, you know, in a great spot yet. And so it was funny because I don't know. I've never been really one to believe in myself. And I don't even think my parents believed in me, honestly. I talked to them and, you know, they come from a family where it's like the only way to survive is you go to college, you go to graduate school, you work your butt off. And so when I told them I was like, I want to take a break from college and go do this, they were like, really not sure. But they were like, you know what? We're going to give you a 6-month break. In that 6 months, you can pause your job, pause school. And that's literally what I did. I told them I'd probably be back in 6 months. I went, I couch surfed, filmed with Brent and everyone.
From
and,
San Diego to LA?
Yeah, I was just commuting from like San Diego to, well, he's in Huntington.
Huntington.
And then I was living in LA for a little bit because I had a rent-free spot there with someone and then commuting to Huntington. And yeah, I really thought I'd be back in 6 months because they were like, hey, if we don't see serious growth and you work in your little butt off in 6 months, you're coming right back here. And I was like, yeah, no, it totally makes sense. But it's not what happened, obviously.
Do you remember how many followers you had when you first went there?
I think I had 20K on Instagram.
And then it just started growing, growing, growing.
Yeah, like crazy. I mean, I remember they sat me down. Brent and his manager sat me down. They're like, hey, like, let's make tangible goals. Like, how many followers do you want to be at in 1 year? And I was like, man, a year from now, like 100,000 would be so cool. And I think a year later, it was like 1 million. So it was definitely crazy. I mean, I still can't really wrap my head around it.
Putting yourself out there, especially when you already have eyes on you, is so scary.
Yeah, I'm still scared of it, which is funny. But I mean, I grew up acting, singing. I did stand-up comedy. So creating sketches.
This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweight's podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee. In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying. And with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop. and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Entertainment for people is something that I'm very passionate about and that comes kind of naturally to me. So I think right off the bat, I just kind of started studying and learning from Brent and asking him a lot of advice about, you know, what does he recommend I do? And then just trying to come up with my own videos and doing similar kind of comedy sketches, but kind of making it my own.
As you were growing, what did you find was your strengths and what were your weaknesses?
My weakness is me constantly beating myself up. Like every single day, it's like pulling teeth because I'm like, I'm so hard on myself. And that's been, I think, the hardest thing is the lack of confidence, because how are you supposed to film something when you don't, you know, when you're being mean to yourself almost? But I think the strength was just the second the camera turns on, like I feel so comfortable. And I know that that's not the way it works for everyone, is sometimes the camera is super intimidating, which like rationally it should be intimidating. But for some reason, I think just growing up in the performance industry, the second the camera turns on, I feel so at home and I feel so comfortable. And I almost picture that the people I'm talking to are like good friends for some reason, even though there's haters, haters too.
Were you nervous to execute ideas?
I guess I was nervous of them not doing well or people not liking them or...
That's so crazy to me because you have millions of followers.
I mean, I'm like so nervous every time I post something, I have like a little heart palpitation. I'm like...
Oh, on my way too.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's normal then, right?
Because I think I'm like, oh, this one's going to tank.
Yeah. Sometimes you're like, oh, here we go.
Did you edit your own stuff too?
I started out editing my own stuff because I thought it was important to understand the process and have that skill. And then also when I did bring on an editor, I understood how much work was going into it so that, you know, I could appreciate them more. But pretty quickly I had to bring in an editor and so that I had more time. I also discovered that I hate editing. So
as do we all.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta stick to what I like.
What was the hardest video you ever did?
Man, the video I filmed the other day was actually really bad.
Like hard?
I was filming a video with the Apple Vision Pros.
Okay.
And it was one of those cursed days where I experienced my first like violent Karen in the wild. And she just came at me, started like attacking me, trying to grab me. And I just kept...
You defending yourself
with
the
goggles
on? No, you
just see me like backing away. I'm like, I'm going to return these after. Please don't break these $4,000 goggles. You just see me like backing away. And then it was just like nothing went right.
What was the problem with you?
So we were walking by the Cheesecake Factory outside, and it has like a blackout curtain where if you're sitting at the Cheesecake Factory, you can see out, but we can't see in. And I'm walking by and I have them on, and I just hear a guy yell at me, "What a R-E-T-A-R-D.
Okay.
So it was a very triggering word. I didn't want to say it, but what a blank. And I like whipped my head over and I was like, huh? And my filmer, he automatically just like the camera follows, even though you can't see them. Well, for some reason, she thought I had gotten her and her family on camera. So you see her like jump a table and she starts running at me. She just starts like yelling at me. She's like, get my daughter off your effing camera. She's underage. And the irony of the whole thing is her daughter wasn't on camera until she ran at me and started assaulting me. And so it was this whole thing. But you just see me the whole video, like, obviously, I'm never going to post the footage. But you see me just backing away, trying to calm her and be like, hey, I would never post her. I'm not going to post any of this. Actually, the only reason I'm filming is because you keep trying to grab me. And I need, if something bad happens, I kind of need proof that this happened. But she wouldn't let me get a word in. She's just yelling at me. And then all her kids come up to me. And these 12-year-old children are calling me the B word, the R word, telling me to go to H-E-L-L. Like all of these children, these 12-year-old children are just cussing me out. And I'm like, what is going on? And I just keep backing away. Finally, I start screaming for security because like she's literally like trying to grab me. Security comes and they defuse the situation and they escorted us to our car. And she's like taking pictures of my license plate. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, the footage is never going to be posted. I'm like, wasn't my intent.
Or maybe it didn't even happen and this was all your Apple Vision Pro creating this false reality.
That's trippy.
Was it cool though? The goggles?
They were pretty cool.
What were you doing that they were coming after you? Were you like in a world?
I was just looking straight because we were walking through like the sidewalk and I didn't want to run into anything. But I was just kind of filming my full day with them. And then I went on a date with my boyfriend and just tried to see all the different things that they could either do or help with or how it affects your relationship. But they were really cool.
Yeah, I tried it last night, actually.
Really? For the first time?
The dinosaur thing? Did you do that?
That was cool. I liked that one.
And then I was watching the football game and I had like...
You were watching the football game?
And I had Iron Man playing on my left. And it was like, I could mess with that. That was cool.
I could get used to this.
That was cool. It was someone else's. I wouldn't buy my own, but...
I know, same. I was like, I'm returning these right after this. I was like, maybe if they were a little less.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4,000 is a lot. When you were doing your hugs, give hugs, did you do that entirely on your own?
No, I don't think I could have done this on my own. Luckily, one of my best friends who's become my business partner and helped me with this whole process, he actually started as a financial guy. And so he was able to kind of do more of the businessy stuff and the finances and how we make it work. And then I'm more the creative. But yeah, we really wanted the whole thing to be kind of an experience. Like you open the packaging and you have the birth certificate. But I mean, the second I started social media, this was like my dream, was to create something like this.
This is a heavy duty stuffed animal.
I know. Well, he's waiting.
Oh my God. This packaging is sick.
Thank you.
Oh my God. And you put him in the microwave?
Yeah. I know. It feels kind of silly to like put him in the microwave, but.
No, I saw this recently that you put them in because it makes sense. It keeps them warm.
Yeah. Or you put them in the freezer. I had a fever last month and that saved my life.
Oh, actually?
Yeah.
What's the material inside of it?
They're non-toxic glass beads, so they hold the heat or the cool really well. But yeah, I know. Your wife will definitely love the heating functionality.
Lexi, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, thank you.
Holy crap. How long did it take you to make a product?
Honestly, I feel like it was a full year of us going through samples and materials because we wanted it to be really, really high quality. It looks so cute.
No, like this isn't like... I was not expecting this.
I know. I feel like it's kind of one of those things that you have to actually like feel them in person to get it.
Yeah.
Which is hard to sell a product like that online, but we're figuring it out.
Will you ever be in stores?
I want to. It's definitely a goal. It's just figuring out those margins of how to make that work and how to afford it.
You should go on Shark Tank.
Dude, I was thinking about it. I watched it growing up.
That would be so cool because the packaging is there. The packaging's sick. The birth certificate's cool.
I know, I'm trying to figure out what the next steps are, but that's definitely a goal for this year and next year is get them in stores, expand overseas, because right now we're only the U.S. and Canada.
Is this entirely just yours?
Yeah, it's my company. It's my baby.
What kind of testing was there when you were figuring out, like, okay, this is the material we want to use, this is the...
I mean, we went through so many samples of, we kind of narrowed down a material, the fur length. It's so funny, so many things you don't even think of. Finding the glass beads, because so far when I launched this product, there were no other weighted stuffed animals. There was only weighted blankets. So even just finding a manufacturer that's able to make a weighted stuffed animal is really hard. But yeah, just down to every little detail that we fully designed where, you know, what we want the eyes to look like, how we want it to lay on your body, if we want the wings on the duck to be weighted. And that was figuring that out without having it rip apart because it's heavy and it's weighted. But a lot went into it.
Because you're all sold out in like all the other animals, right?
On
the
I know. Website? We definitely didn't expect. We kind of had a TikTok virality hit, like thankfully, but we totally didn't expect it. So trying to get them made because they're hand sewn. So trying to get enough made and shipped over like in time to ship out to everyone. It's taken a while. But yeah, hopefully they'll be back in stock in the next few weeks.
I feel like I'm a shark on the tank.
Oh, tell me.
Well, what are your margins on something?
The margins are good. The margins are good. Yeah. That's all my business partner. He's the smart one with the margins, and I'm the marketing one.
No, I love this. I wasn't expecting it to be so heavy.
They're sturdy. They're hardcore.
It's a really cool stuffed animal. What made you want to make these?
Weighted blankets help me a lot because I have a lot of panic attacks. And I was like, well, if a weighted blanket helps, what if I made something more portable and cute and even just something like that? And then that's kind of when we discovered that we can even heat them and cool them and add all these different things. But I don't think I ever expected the response that we've gotten because I was like, well, I have anxiety and depression and stuff, but we've seen it help with, I think... I'm like, I'm like trying not to laugh. It looks so cute with them both on you.
They're really cute.
one of our friends had a toddler that was having nightmares, and then like every night waking up screaming. And the second we gave her one of the hugs, she hasn't had nightmares since. And so we're seeing all these different use cases of different ways that they can help people.
When you heat them up, how long do they stay warm for?
Like an hour, honestly. It holds it really well. You kind of have to figure out with your own microwave, you know, start with a slower, like a lower heat time, and then you can figure out how long your microwave takes because everyone's different. But they stay warm for me for like an hour. I just set them on my lap when I'm doing work or Zooms or anything, and it's really nice.
I feel like you're really doing something positive.
I'm trying, man. That's like all I ever wanted to do.
No, these are sick. I really wasn't expecting it to be like this heavy duty and this like, this is like a real package.
I know.
This isn't like...
it ain't no plastic baggie.
And you donate proceeds?
Yeah, so 10% of proceeds for my animal of the month goes straight to Kids Mental Health.
What other animals do you have coming out?
The bunny is coming in March.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And then we have almost every month we're dropping a new one. And then I even want to start doing our very first collabs with some people that really inspire me in the creative community space.
How popular was the avocado?
It was pretty popular. It's my boyfriend's favorite. He cuddles with that thing every night. And it's one of my favorites too.
Yeah.
That one or the turtle or the duck.
Have you ever been to the factory?
I want to go, actually. We've been to our distributor, but we haven't been to the factory yet, but I really want to go. One person that works on our team, actually his brother worked in that factory. So he like knows them and he was able to kind of get us in touch with everyone.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I really want to go visit.
After making a product and having it sell out now, is there anything you wish you did differently?
Honestly, no. Which is kind of saying something for me because I'm very hard on myself, but I mean, it's the highest quality you can get, I feel like. You know, the packaging, I feel like everything we took so much time and care with that it really turned out better than I expected.
And you just sell them like through your videos?
Yeah, just on our website, and we just try to promote them like naturally and organically. It's kind of awesome because we have yet to really pay for advertising. We're just now getting into, you know, normal ads, but we have yet to pay an influencer or anything like that. It's all been organic thus far, which has been really cool.
How do you divvy your time between working on your company and your own videos?
I could get better at that, honestly. I feel like, because I'm so ADHD, that yeah. I'll be like in the middle of doing something for YouTube and then I'm like, oh, I have this idea for hugs. And then I'll like walk away and start filming a hugs video. And then I'll come back to the YouTube and then so many different things. But thankfully we have a team now. There's 5 of us. So we're able to kind of help each other and we have our own roles and we can lean on each other. And it's just probably, I mean, the most positive work experience you could ever have. We're big on mental health, obviously.
And you sold out in the first 24 hours?
Yeah. We did not expect that at all. We thought we had enough. We were like, okay, we've ordered a few thousand. We should be good. And then it was like gone.
Because you said that you had to ship them through plane instead of boat.
Well, we normally boat ship, but for some, we had to plane ship to get them in time for Christmas.
You're like a modern day Barbara Corcoran.
That's a huge compliment. I don't know about that, but it's so funny even figuring out as a business owner where the factory like messed up on a bunch of them. And then we have a company.
Did they come out with like one eye?
Well, no, a couple did. And then we have a company that's supposed to go through every single package and make sure they're ready to be shipped to a family because we're too big to do it. We used to do it ourselves. We're too big now.
They get one with the duck head on it.
No, a bunch of them got sent out wrong. And then it's like everyone's mad at us, but it's like it's actually not our fault. So we're trying to figure out how to like rectify that in the future. But yeah, it's like I'm going to need to go over to the factory and be like, hey, we're laying down the law.
Yeah.
No missing eyes in the duck from now on.
Does something like that stress you out more than on a YouTube video? Or is that
yes.
kind of more fun for you?
Quality issues stress me out because I'm like, hey, this is a high quality product. It is expensive, but it's because we wanted it to be so high quality.
Uh-huh. What's the price mark on it?
It's $54. So it's
this
a lot.
This is like Shark Tank. This is so cool.
It's, I know. We're on Shark Tank, right? And you're the freaking shark.
Yes. I can't invest, but I'm excited
Dude,
to ask
you should
questions.
Come out with a shark. But I'm like, it's like I really want people, when they get it, I want it to be perfect. And even though our margins for the ones that have had issues is like 3%, it's so low. It's under what it's even supposed to be for a company. It's still every single person I see their email, I look at the email, and it's so hard for me because I'm like, I'm so sorry that there is a problem with your order. So that's been the most stressful thing for me because I'm such a people pleaser and I want people to have a good experience with this. So yeah, it stresses me out even more than YouTube for sure.
Can I ask you questions and feel free to, yeah. We can cut it out too. When you're coming up with an idea like this, did you invest all of your own money into it?
Yes. So
this is something you're really passionate about.
Yeah, this is 100%. We've never had an investor. It's just been me and then my business partner.
Who also put money into it?
Yes, he's put some money into it. I had my very first merch line a few years ago, Lexi Llama, and he helped me with that as well. And we took all the proceeds from that. We donated half to mental health because that was very important to me. And the other half we put into this company. And then from there, I've put in like $50,000 of my own money and from my savings, which wasn't that much because we made a profit so quickly that we were probably the very few companies in the entire world that never went below margins.
What does that mean, below margins?
Like, we were never out money. Because usually you start a company and you're in the negatives for the next gosh knows how long.
Right.
We were the first company that right when we launched, we made our money back almost in full.
Because you sold out so quickly.
Yeah, because we sold out so quickly. So I've put my own money into it. But luckily I haven't had a loss at all, which has been nice.
Now that you put all this money into like the research and development and making it, and you already have the packaging and the graphic design, now essentially it's less money to keep the company going because you already have everything made.
So we, you know, when we make a profit from what we've sold, we obviously take out the mental health percentage and we donate that. And then with the money we have left over, we have to divvy it between getting more inventory, which with a product like this is very expensive.
And do you leave that at the factory, the inventory?
We have the second the inventory is ready and we have enough of it, like the order is fulfilled, it will be shipped out to our distributor. And they'll have it, they'll do a quality check, and then they'll be shipped out to the families and the people and the buyers. But so we have to divvy the money between getting new inventory, making sure we don't get too much to where we're spending so much money, because that's the biggest cost. Whereas most companies, the biggest cost isn't the product itself, but because it's a weighted, hand-sewn product, it is. And then, you know, any advertising money, any other campaigns, things we want to run, photo shoot for the products, you know. That was $15,000. I was like, what?
In one day?
Yeah. Oh, wow. So the money goes quick. I mean, building a business like this and wanting it to be so successful, it's a lot of money. But luckily, that's why my partner is on that side of things and I'm on the other side.
And what's your next steps now? So you have the bunny coming out. Are you going to do photo shoots for that?
Yeah. So once we get the bunny and a few other different SKUs that we have coming out, we're going to do...
What's a SKU, like other animals?
Yeah, so each animal would be a SKU. And then we'll do just a massive photo shoot in one day so we can...
The cutest photo shoot ever.
I know, honestly, I'm like, we should get some real bunnies. I'm like, do we have budget for that? But, you know, we'll have a massive photo shoot and try to do them all in one day so we can cut costs and not have to do another photo shoot day. But from now, I feel like it's easier now because we have systems in place. And so, you know, we just work on designing animals, improving our customer service, things like that, expanding to other countries. But yeah.
That's so crazy.
It's cool. I love it. I geek out over it.
And you just figured this out all on your own with your partner?
Yeah. It was just us figuring it out, trial and error, and doing our best.
Do you ever bring any to Gordon Ramsay when you're filming with him?
Everyone always tells me to, and I just feel so awkward. I'm like, what if he hates this? Or what if
I hate duck?
I'm like, what? Yeah, he's like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't want anyone to ever feel awkward. Like, I'm trying to get something I never want someone to feel like I'm trying to get something from them. So I feel like if I brought it, I'm like worried that they might take it as like, oh, what? You want me to like promote your product? And it's like, no, like, if you like it, like, that's cool, but I just want you to have it. But I struggle with that. And I know that's something I need to work on as a business owner.
Mental health has always just been a part of your whole everything.
Yeah. I mean, I've struggled with mental health as long as I can remember. And we're not just talking one thing. We're talking like a charcuterie board of mental illnesses. And so I knew the second that I started having a platform when I was in AMP that I wanted to do something like this with it. I didn't know it was going to be this yet, but I knew that I wanted to find a way to help people and help the mental health community.
So when you say you're donating money to mental health, what is that exactly?
So Your Mom Cares is one of my favorite organizations because I actually know the people there. I see the work they're doing. I'm involved in their community. And so it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I know where the money's going and I know that it's actually being used to really impact and help people. So the percentage of proceeds goes directly to them.
Got it. And what do they do with it exactly?
I mean, they have a bunch of different programs. It's actually was started by the Obamas and it was given to Sharon Feldstein, which is Jonah Hill's mom and Beanie Feldstein's mom.
Yeah.
Her and a few other celebrity moms, and they run it and they use their power and their influence and their platforms to help implement all these programs where, you know, maybe it's early screening for finding early screening so that you can find mental illnesses sooner and you can treat them before they get to a point where, like, gosh, forbid, you need a hospitalization or something. So they're constantly researching, developing new ways to help impact children specifically.
So in regards to your mental health, you just posted your quitting YouTube video.
Oh, yeah. Did you want?
But that's on your vlog channel now.
Yeah.
So is that kind of you just trying to, like, take a step away from what you were creating before to doing what you want to do now?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've grown so much and I got into so much of a bad headspace where I was so hard on myself that I wasn't loving what I was doing anymore. So I have a game plan and I'm launching my bucket list series next month. So every single episode will be me chasing out one of my bucket list items that I wrote down when I was in the hospital years ago, and then having that vlog channel where it's more of like more creative and more connecting. So one's going to be more high quality big performance visuals, and then one's going to be more raw, authentic, just like me and the camera. So right. I'm excited for that.
What's on your bucket list?
I went to Peru and I scaled 1,000-foot cliff and slept on the side of it.
You filmed that already?
Yes. So we did that back in November.
Wait, sorry. Did you say you slept on it?
Yeah. So there's a little glass pod that's just hanging with these like wires.
You're actually crazy. Like, the things that you do for your videos are insane.
No, I'm telling you, I just trust. Like, I have full trust that that harness wasn't going to break.
Like, the underwater hotel, cool. Like, great. Like, maybe the glass won't break, but, like, that's too much.
It was hard. Like, I didn't imagine how physically draining it was going to be to scale that. Because it's just straight up. There's no breaks, really, unless you're, like, hanging onto the side of the cliff. But you just go straight up that 1,000-foot cliff, and then it's dark by the time you get there. And then they make you dinner in their little glass pod.
Are you in a group?
Yeah. So I had my videographer, my assistant, and my boyfriend with me. And then they had a guide, obviously. Leo.
So
I
just the four of you?
Yeah.
No extra people?
There were other people up there because there were some other guests that had their own guide. But yeah, once we got up there, they were like, all right, good luck. Have fun. Don't untie your harness because you're harnessed into like the wires they have in the like in the side of the mountain. And then you get on your platform and you climb down into the glass pod and you sleep in there.
Was that fun?
It was. It was scary that night. It was windy and it was raining.
Was
and
it shaking?
Felt like a little. I felt it moving and the wind was just so loud, like slamming on the glass pod. I was like, this is it. This could be it.
Is this you wanting to do it or is this you trying to get a cool video or is it both?
I want to do it. Like, it's genuinely something on my bucket list. And obviously, I'm like, okay, it would be a killer video. But it's something that I'm like, I want to do this. Because I wouldn't do it if I didn't want to do it. Trust me. I got sick for 3 months after from the food that I had in like, actually, I think it was the water I had climbing up that mountain because my guide gave it to me and it wasn't filtered. But yeah, I was like, I'm doing this. I faced a lot of fears to overcome that video, but I was determined.
What else is on your bucket list?
I really want to get my pilot's license.
Are you working on that now?
No, I had one lesson flying a helicopter and he did let me fly for part of the flight, but I took a break from it because I was like, it's time consuming and expensive. So I'm like, I need to figure that out.
It's so funny. My extreme is I want to get my real estate license. And
that's awesome.
I read one chapter and I haven't done it in like 2 months.
I mean, that's how it goes. But that's awesome though. Like we all have our own different goals, you know?
Yeah.
Some people want to jump off cliffs. Some people want to be on land.
Wait, so are you getting your pilot license?
Not yet. It's definitely something I want to work on with the bucket list series, but I'm trying to figure out for ones like that. It's like, how do I make this into a really engaging video? But we're headed to Japan in a few weeks to fill out like 4 bucket list items there. I'd love to do Antarctica.
Is that your boyfriend and your filmer?
Yeah, and then my assistant. I bring them everywhere, which is expensive, but worth it.
Okay. What are you doing in Japan?
Let's see. What are we doing in Japan? We're going to this crazy spa theme park where there's like pools of wine and ramen broth and coffee.
See, that's a cool day.
I'm going to do kind of an amazing race where I'm going to have 10 hours to check off like every bucket list item, see Mount Fuji, high five a sumo wrestler, all those different things.
Are you going to hope to just run into one?
I'm gonna have to figure it out because apparently sumo season, they're going to be like in Osaka, not in Tokyo when we're there. So I'm going to have to figure out the logistics of that. But yeah, I'm still planning it out. I really need to hurry up because like time's ticking, but I'm excited.
That's so cool how you really took the reins on everything because yeah. It all started really with Brent reaching out, even though you were like doing videos before, but you didn't know like what you were doing exactly.
Yeah. It's been kind of crazy. I mean, it's been so long. I've changed a lot as a person, but I think I found so many different passions and different things that I never expected. And that's why I kind of make these videos is I want to encourage people to go experience things because it's like you might have no clue about something that you're so passionate about if you never tried it.
For me, one of the hardest things is just when I'm doing something, like I do have fears, but if you give me a camera, I can go do
really?
Anything.
Yeah.
Is that kind of how you feel like when you're going to film a video, like everything just kind of leaves you?
For sure. I probably would not have finished Machu Picchu if we weren't filming a video. We get to Machu Picchu and the elevation already is like throwing my body off. I was having crazy symptoms from the elevation sickness, just like migraines, diarrhea, all this stuff. And we get there and I have my 50-pound backpack and they're like, okay, straight uphill for the next 9 miles. And I'm like, oh, and I just started to like break down. I was like, I'm not physically strong enough for this. I'm not in shape. I haven't worked out in so long. I was like, I can't do this. And my boyfriend ended up taking my backpack and everyone kind of supported me through it. And like, thankfully I had amazing people around me, but yeah, if I wasn't there to film a YouTube video and make content, I would have turned my ass back around, got on the bus and taken the bus to Machu Picchu.
I'm just so surprised that even like you climb up it and then you're just sleeping in the hotel in a glass box.
Yeah, pretty. Do you want to see a picture?
It's yeah, like, please.
It's so trippy. Apparently rock climbers built it, so they kind of knew how to make it really safe. But
did you just see TikTok videos on it?
I had seen one person do it on YouTube like 10 years ago, and I love their channel so much. But I was like so. I'm always so nervous. Like, don't want people to think I'm copying them. I'm like, I just want to do it too. Like, we're literally just like climbing like straight up these like handlebar stairs.
And you're at the bottom of that. Like, that's the bottom.
Yeah,
of the mountain.
Like that was the bottom. And then we finally like make it. These are my knees afterwards. I was like so beat up. This was like the top of the pod. So, like, that's like your view. Like, once you reach the top.
And you pack your own stuff.
Down. Yeah, it's just like. You have to carry your bag of whatever like you need. That was the dining pod. So that's like where they make you like dinner and breakfast. And then you climb down in the morning. But I mean, it was beautiful.
And this will be on your main channel.
Yeah.
Got it.
But yeah, I'm excited because we did it so long ago. It's been since November.
What would you say is one of the other hardest videos you've ever done?
I know the mentally hardest day I had, but I don't think I can talk about that.
It was just a lot.
It was just like a really horrible day and I got yelled at a lot and it was just the worst day of my life. Not really.
Did you post that video?
It was years ago. It was like my slime video.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I know. My marathon video.
You did a marathon?
So I did a half marathon. 13.
So did I.
Oh, a half?
Yeah.
Did you train for yours?
No.
I didn't train for mine either.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, but you're fit, though. You're, like, in shape.
Not really.
More than me.
I just walked a lot around my neighborhood. That was it.
Dude, I wanted to do, like, a marathon with no training because I was like, that would be so entertaining for content.
That's what I did.
But, dude, it was so hard. That was definitely one of the most mentally challenging. I was literally on steroids because it was the week before I got my tonsils out.
You were actually on steroids.
Yeah, I had a raging infection, so they had to give me steroids because the antibiotics weren't working. And we get there and we're doing it. And I'm like, I was wearing the wrong size shoes. I didn't even realize my shoes were way too small. My feet like swelled up. I like, something was like, I was getting all the shin splints, all the things. I was like, I swear I tore a ligament that day. I don't know how that works, but I was in so much pain. And I was, you know, I still think back to that day. I'm like, if I can finish that half marathon and the amount of pain I was in, limping the last mile, I can do anything.
Where was this?
Camarillo.
Camarillo.
Where'd you do yours?
Hawaii. With Ilya. Oh.
Well, I mean, Hawaii sounds, at least you got to like be in Hawaii afterwards.
Yeah, that one was cool. But Ilya wanted me to just film him and someone else doing it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, sure. I'll get picked up in a car at like that first stop.
Yeah.
So I'm holding a 5D, a heavy camera, DSLR, and I'm running it. And then maybe halfway there, I was like, I think I can do this on the way back. So then I thought it'd be so funny just to do it for the story.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah. It's so hard.
It was really hard.
I mean, I was just watching people lap me and I was like, you're a superhuman. I can't believe you're doing this whole marathon.
Did you do it by yourself?
I dragged my assistant into it with me.
So funny. Did they train?
She's like super fit. She runs like 3 miles a day. So she had no problem. I was like, this is so hard. She's like, oh yeah, so hard. She was like trying to make me feel better, but she was fine.
Did you ever have the desire to do a full marathon?
No.
Same.
I don't think I'll ever do that again in my entire life.
No need.
Super, super blown away by the superhumans that are able to do it, but not
They're the
me.
Same medals. What's the point?
You know, yeah, I still have the medal. Sure, it took me 5 hours, but they don't need to...
Did it really take you five?
Don't look at me like, yes, me 5 hours.
Did it really?
Dude, I took a break to eat Taco Bell halfway through because I thought I was like gonna pass out.
Were the people even there by the time you finished? No, no, they
weren't. There were some people.
Really?
Like, there wasn't much left.
Did you come in last?
No, actually. I'm not sure who, I must have been really close to last, but somehow I wasn't last.
That's cool. You finished it, though, and that's
right?
Really what matters.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Right?
My first one was 3 hours, and then my second one was 2.5.
That's really good. So you ran some of it.
The second one I did, because I had someone like pushing me. He was like clocking me. He's like, come on, we got to do this.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kept sitting down on the ground and crying.
Breathing, hyperventilating. What does a 250 million view short get you on your channel?
Nothing.
No, it didn't blow up your page?
I mean, I think it gained me like a good amount of subscribers. And it made me feel cool. But that's about it. It didn't even pay me much. Like, shorts don't pay out much.
Right.
Yeah.
I saw 250 million and it was just crazy.
It doesn't feel real.
It's
like,
a quarter
it's a
of a
really
billion.
Cool accomplish. Really?
Yeah. That's a quarter of a billion people.
The way I didn't think about it like that. Wow. See, this is why I need good friends in my life, because they hype me up.
Yeah. What else? I think your page is sick. You filmed with Gordon Ramsay recently.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was crazy. I mean, I grew up watching him and I love him and I know that he's actually a sweetheart behind all of it.
Yeah,
and he totally is.
I filmed with him like 2 weeks before you did.
Oh, did you do Idiot Sandwich?
No, I was doing like a press junket thing and he was coming out and I was the first one to interview him.
That's so cool.
I didn't know his vibe. I thought he was like an asshole. So I was like terrified to talk to him because I didn't see anyone else talk to him. So I was like the test subject.
No, but then he's like the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
I know. I asked him to adopt me and he said no, but I'm working on it. I think that's actually on my bucket list now, is get Gordon to adopt me.
What would be your dream like after YouTube? Would you want your own show? Would it be food related?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I'm really passionate about singing. I've been working on music the last few months and I'd love to come out with music.
Have you ever done a song before?
No, I wrote my first song a few months ago and I just keep writing them and they're getting slightly better. They still suck, but they're getting a little better. I'm like, we'll get there.
Do you show anybody them?
Like my mom and my boyfriend and like a couple people, but yeah.
When you're showing your boyfriend, do you get nervous?
Oh my gosh, I get so nervous. I don't know. I am proud of them though. Like, they're better than I expected them to be. They're still not great, but they're better than I thought. So like, I'm kind of proud of them. But yeah, it's nice though, because I know that the people in my life will never lie to me. Like, they'll be brutally honest. They'll be like, oh yeah, that sucked. And that's what I need.
Uh-huh. Are you writing it by yourself?
I've been working with writers and trying to find people that are willing to work with like a brand new artist, because I feel like people are like, oh, another TikToker trying to make a song, you know? So it's been hard to get in the room with some people, but Yeah, I definitely needed guidance because I'd never done it before.
Right. Where do you put most of your focus for your videos? Is it TikTok first?
I feel like YouTube's my favorite. So usually YouTube, but that only takes like a couple days.
Like in terms of coming up with an idea and then shooting it?
Yeah. And then probably TikTok and then Instagram slow to the totem pole because like Instagram sucks.
Right.
I'm like, you don't treat us well. I'm not going to like prioritize you. But yeah. I like met with Meta one time and they're like, what could we do better? And I was like, like the list in my head, I was like, oh no, it's fine.
For your TikTok, do you find that like there's the gratification once you post a video on there is there? Like seeing all those people engage with it?
I guess so. I mean, I really used to put my self-worth in my views. And I feel like lately I've been spending more time just actually reading the comments and responding to people. And obviously that sucks. The only part that's bad about it is then I see the mean comments, whereas before I didn't look at comments, so I didn't see any of it. But seeing the people that actually really enjoyed the videos, and yeah, it might be a lower number than my perfectionistic self wanted, but those are real people that actually really enjoyed that video. And that's all I really wanted to do when you break down all of the other BS and take that out of the way. So yeah. That's definitely made me a lot more passionate about it and kind of back to the root of why I started this. And so I think I've enjoyed it a lot more lately.
Did the mean comments always get to you?
I mean, it depends on the comment. Some things will hit me harder than others. Like, I've had like a lot of trouble with just like gaining and losing weight. Like my weight fluctuates like crazy. And I actually found out it's because I have an autoimmune disorder. But the comments about like my weight really get to me. And just like constantly people like noticing because I notice it and I'm really hard on myself. And then I post a video where I'm like, okay, well, at least I like tried to feel like beautiful in this video. And then like, what are you, pregnant again? Why are you so fat? Like all this stuff. And I'm like, okay.
Is that those are the TikTok comments?
Yeah.
I feel like they're more ruthless on there.
Sometimes Instagram's worse.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, Instagram is more ruthless. I've taken videos down on Instagram that I didn't have to take down on TikTok. Like the trend that like, we're girls, we're gonna steal your hoodies, like that trend.
Yeah.
Dude, all the comments on Instagram were just like from men that were being so ruthless. They're like, this is why you're gonna die alone.
Oh yeah, okay. I posted a girls doing X videos. They're like, fuck her, she's so ugly.
No, literally, I'm like, why are you so mean? You're in your mom's basement, like shut up.
What was the most expensive video you ever did?
The underwater hotel, for sure. I mean, that whole, because I went to Dubai and I brought two people with me, so I had to pay to take all of us to Dubai. I filmed a couple of videos in Dubai, the 7-star hotel, that type of stuff.
When you're doing all that, are you figuring it out yourself? Like, oh, we can add one more video here to help cover costs?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I don't think the videos paid me back, but, you know, it was worth it for the experience, you know?
Right.
And then we went to the Maldives, and that was expensive. It's expensive to even get there because it's so far. And then the underwater hotel and stuff, and it was definitely the most I've ever spent, but so worth it. I mean, I remember those videos all the time, and we had so much fun.
Can I ask how much it was?
Probably 50K in total, which is funny because I don't make as much on YouTube as I used to, so, like, I'm like, wow, I wish I had that 50K lying around right now.
Did you have to make adjustments now for that?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's kind of funny because I took a break from YouTube. I haven't been getting brand deals. So financially, like, I'm not in a great position right now. And that's definitely been a big stressor. So I pretty much am taking all the money I have in savings and putting it into the bucket list series because I believe in it. And I think it's something that can work. But if it doesn't, I'm broke and I need a new job.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
You're going to kill it.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you. Bucket List series is coming up soon.
Yeah.
When is that expected?
March, like first week of March.
Okay. And we're going to Japan.
I know.
That's sick you're bringing me.
It is very soon. That's, I know. So cool. Are you excited?
Yeah. It's going to be so cool. I'm going to come and just be in it. And
it's going to be so fun. Joe's coming with us to Japan.
It's going to be so much fun. Cool. Well, this is so much fun. Thanks so much for bringing all the stuffed animals and everything.
Oh my gosh.
And
thanks for coming.
Yeah. Of course. Wait, thanks for having me.
Wait.
This is sick. Do you want to do your sign off?
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun.
Cool. Guys, go check out Lexi. Her channel's gonna be linked down below. Vlog series, main channel. Give hugs.
All the good stuff.
Lightweights. Out. Woo. Thank you so much.
Oh gosh, thank you so much. This was so cool.